COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to the Sweet Talks podcast. Today we're back with another episode. This is like what? Our like fifth week in a row? We've been going in a row for a long time.
Yeah, actually, I don't think we've missed. Oh, we did.
We did miss a week.
I think this is our third or fourth.
Yeah. No, this is us being consistent on Wednesdays now.
Yeah, Wednesdays.
This is. Way better.
Wednesdays and our YouTube channel being consistent every week too as
Mondays.
Well.
Mondays.
No, yep, Mondays and Wednesdays, you guys are getting double the content.
If we could master that, let's start doing it on Fridays as well.
For videos, vlogs?
That'd be dope.
Oh my gosh, that'd be insane.
Hey, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays?
Yeah. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Monday. Wednesday.
Monday. Jedi Waiter.
Yeah. Three times the content. Once we get the Mondays and Wednesdays down.
Three times for three people.
Three times. We were doing it before, though.
Yeah, three. A week.
Three videos.
That was insane.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
All 6 minutes, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good time.
That was a good time.
But now, one thing I want to say is if you guys haven't checked out our latest video, so last week's video, we're back to like kind of our old style.
Yeah, we are.
Just a little bit. So
I'm actually curious to how people like it in the comments.
Yeah.
So if you guys could leave some comments criticizing the video style, if you guys like the past two videos or if you guys like what we were kind of doing before that.
Yeah.
Be greatly appreciated. We read every single comment.
Yeah.
We don't get many. So no, I'm joking.
Nah, we do actually read the comments, and you guys have noticed because you guys have said that we listen to you guys. So
yeah, we try as much.
We are reading the comments.
Yeah, and you know, we should start replying to them on the fucking.
I reply to them sometimes.
Yes, yeah, sometimes I do too, but like, probably we should. I mean, we could probably reply to all of them.
Yeah, I'll reply to some after.
Yeah, we could
reply hard or something.
Really to. Nah, but it's like halfway through 2022. We decided we switch up our style. But I wanted to start this. Yeah, it's the 6th month.
That's crazy.
So we're halfway.
It's the fifth.
Fifth, yeah.
Oh, it is. We're almost halfway.
Yeah.
You're right. But I did want to start this podcast since we're almost there. I wanted to start it off as how old is the United States? Do you guys know?
I don't fucking know.
Can I pull out my calculator? Or are you
sure, dude.
Sure, yeah. I don't know.
Wait, what's your thinking process going into this?
Hold on.
No, say your thinking process.
It's 246 years old, or maybe 245. Because the United States was founded in, I think, 1776.
Yes, you're right. It's 244 years old.
Okay, so I was off by like 2 years.
Logan was correct. I really thought you were going to fucking, you guys were going to get that wrong.
I thought we were going to say 222 years old.
Yeah, because someone on TikTok said that.
Nah, yeah. The only reason why I know the 1776 is because basketball. The 76ers.
That's why they called that?
Yeah, Philadelphia 76ers. Because I think that's where the Declaration of Independence was signed.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
that's true, wow. Yeah. If you guys ever get on those random game shows, that's one way to help it out.
Context clues.
Yeah, context clues.
There was right there. Banger question.
Banger. Halfway through the year, how do you think we're doing?
Just about fifth
month. Almost.
What do you mean? Like, how do we?
Us personally or the world?
Or like our YouTube channel.
Our YouTube
shit.
Channel and then maybe personally.
Oh, okay. You want
to? Me?
Yeah. Are we going personal?
Oh.
First, or are we going YouTube channel?
Oh, we'll go YouTube channel.
We'll go YouTube channel first. YouTube channel, I think we're doing a lot better. Like, shit. A lot better from where we were last year. This time last year, we weren't doing shit.
Bro.
Different.
Like, do you ever... I've been thinking about this recently. Like, we've been living in this house for almost a year and a half. Like, what the fuck were we doing that first year?
Nothing. Nothing.
Like, why? Why though? Why?
I think it was just a culture shock to us. Like, kind of, we were like, got comfortable, and it was just more like, damn, we're living on our own, so we could do whatever we want. And the fact was that, like, if we wanted to film, we would just kind of push it back and keep pushing it back until nothing happened.
But I was trying to think, like, what the fuck were we doing? Like, bro, there's 24 hours in a day. How the fuck did we not spend, like, not even 1 hour?
Yeah.
With the camera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just, or no, like, you know, sometimes we would film, but it would just be bullshit.
Yeah.
And it was just like, and it would kind of be the like, point? Oh,
let's just sit down and.
Yeah, what was the point of fucking posting that? It was some bullshit. Yeah.
Also, too, we were focusing a lot on the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, the podcast was doing really well, too. Yeah. And then I got boned for a little bit.
Dude, that shit, oh my gosh. TikTok has fucked us so many times.
Yeah. No, TikTok doesn't want to see our podcast. Yeah. Man.
Well, in case you guys didn't know, Julian had a TikTok account, which actually was the reason why we grew from, like, what, 20,000, 25,000?
Yeah.
So over 200,000 followers in less than a couple months. That shit had
like what?
It had almost 600,000 followers. About
a, it was going to get to a mil. The way it was going, it was going to get to a mil.
Yeah, it was almost at like, it was high up there.
Yeah. Yeah. And then what ended up happening was TikTok just absolutely fucked us and took down his shit. And then we kind of went stagnant. And there was actually a point, I was just looking at the graph. It was August where we were losing. We lost like 200 followers or subscribers.
That's
fucking hard to do. That's actually kind of impressive that we lost subscribers.
Like, we've like, never done that.
Yeah,
in like the 4 years we've been doing YouTube.
Yeah, the internet forgets fast. Yeah, as fuck.
Yeah, for anybody that does YouTube, that's like a huge. Be consistent, never stop posting. Because if you guys stop posting, you guys will fuck yourselves over.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, and then also too. So his TikTok account got banned for the YouTube channel. And then that's when we kind of started the, or that's when COVID happened, whatever. We moved into the house and then we started the podcast. And the podcast account was like, what, 450, 500?
No, that shit was almost at like 700, I think.
Yeah.
It and was, then, the way it was going, it was on its way to
It was going to get, it was going to get a mil. Every clip was doing 100,000 likes, couple million views for most of them.
Yeah.
And what do you think TikTok did?
They
hook his shit down.
We literally tried. He tried everything. Yeah. Fucking bleeping.
Yeah, we had fucking managers. Not managers.
No, we did.
No, managers.
We
no,
did.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Ours. Not, yeah, we don't have a manager, but we had other people's managers who knew people in TikTok, and they just said TikTok.
No, yeah, I only said managers and then correct myself because I thought we only had asked one, but we did ask two.
Yeah, we asked two.
It was Duno's manager.
Oh, yeah.
And then we asked Larry's, which is Greg, who really pushed, too.
Yeah.
Well, so did Duno's manager, no? Did he?
Yeah, Duno's, I mean, but he basically just told me, like, I can't get nothing out of it. I don't know. But, like, Greg kept asking questions and they just said, like,
he ain't getting it back.
Yeah, they're like, he's not getting it back, and we're not offering an explanation. Yeah.
That like that's,
that's so rare that's so for them to say some shit like that.
Nah.
What if it was fucking Charlie D'Amelio?
Yeah.
And so crazy.
That actually fucking sucks because, like, that it's not even really like it's messing with our money. I mean, it is.
Hell yeah, that messes with our money.
No, but, like, it's like that money is what helps us survive. Like, what lets us, like, live in the house. Pay for groceries and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what sucks about.
Yeah, that's what sucks about being social media. Because I mean,
nothing is guaranteed.
Nothing, nothing. Yeah. Not unless like you make fucking millions and have it saved. But
yeah, and have it saved. But literally, the internet could shut off tomorrow, and we're EMP? Fucked.
EMP.
Yeah. No, we would be fucked.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, I think we're doing better this year. We're kind of took a couple months for us to get consistent. With everything.
Yeah.
But I think like the next upcoming months are going to be very important and we're going to kill it.
Yeah. I think it's going to be really fun coming up.
All right. What's your guys' predictions for subscribers by the end of the month for the YouTube channel or not end of the year?
Predictions?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I don't know about predictions.
I don't know if I could. I don't know if you can predict with YouTube.
But like, if you guys had a guess,
like you know at what? The rate we're going now.
Either that or like I feel like something's gonna happen to where like we're gonna gain this many subscribers or
well I think where I wanna be is like of course I wanna get to a million. I think it's very possible to do.
But so a million's your prediction?
Shit. Set the standards high, fuck it.
A million?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
But I'll be okay with like 500K for sure.
What about you, Julian? Your predictions?
But I do think we could get there.
Fuck. I don't know if I could predict.
You're kind of the pessimistic one.
Not pessimistic. Yeah, realistic. Yeah, realistic. Motherfucker.
All right, so
big difference. That's a huge difference. All right,
so if you had to predict, just throw out a number.
Fuck. I don't even know. Predict?
Yeah.
Maybe if like you just go like, damn. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Well, just throw out a number so that we could look back on this.
But then I don't know if you... all right, so you're asking me, like, my goal then.
Yeah, what's your goal?
Goal would probably be, like, at least, like, 600,000.
I say 750.
Yeah, I think that's my... like, that's what I'd be like, all right, cool. We're on the right track. Yeah. If we could double up...
What about 500?
500, I'm cool with two.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. My goal is six.
Yeah, overachiever.
I would want six. A million's crazy. Well, a million is something happened. Like, something crazy happened. Yeah.
What does Kanye say? Reach for the star so when you fall, you land on the moon?
Clouds. If you land on the cloud. Reach for the star so if you fall, you land on the cloud.
Yep.
Fuck that. I want to land on the moon.
I'm currently looking up...
porn?
No. Our Sweetie Social Blade.
Mm. Oh, to see what it's going to say.
Yeah, so we're up 133% for the subscribers for the last 30 days. Yeah.
Hey, thank you, guys.
In the last month, we've actually gained like 14,000 subs. Yep. Yeah. Last 28 days.
So this is... Okay, hold up. Let me see. Damn. Mm-hmm. Can't find this shit. Somebody talk about something so it's not okay. But,
well, we were talking about personally. Where do you think you're at personally? You think you're doing better, Logan?
I don't think I was ever doing bad, but I think, from last year, cause I feel like, I'm healthier, you know, we're all hitting the gym. Glad that I got you guys in there with me.
Hell yeah. I feel way better about myself.
Yeah. And it's only been the first week for you, huh?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Like hitting the gym?
Honestly, keeping my health up and like, I mean, I don't know if I'm keeping my health up cause I don't eat the healthiest, but
I mean, you're working out.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to eat healthier.
Yeah.
Me and Julian went to Fish Grill today.
Yep. Hey, that's healthy right there. That's healthy. Protein. That's protein. Hey,
okay. I'm not drinking soda. I haven't been drinking soda.
Fuck, I have.
I actually did drink soda yesterday. But I feel way better about myself. And I like caught myself today. Like I was really quiet in the workout, but I feel like.
Yeah, you were.
I was really quiet today, but that's because I was just like, I was really focusing. Like, I wanted to like get it done and do it right.
Get it right.
Huh? Nah, yeah. Today was a really good workout.
And it
felt good.
Like, it feels good when you just push yourself and like you feel like you're working that part out, those muscles out.
Yeah, because you know when you're bullshitting yourself too in the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, why even go to the gym if you're just going to mad bullshit yourself sometimes? Yeah.
Nah, that's how I feel. Like, when I work out with, like, other people that, you know, have more experience than me, they always, like, do another one, do another one, do another one.
And you could do it, too. That's
so
crazy.
So that's what pushes me. But then, like, what pushes me when I'm with you guys, so, like, obviously, I'm kind of, you guys are, like, kind of going with me because you guys don't have as much workout experience as me. But it still pushes me because I'm like, yo, I'm going to kill these motherfuckers.
Yeah,
like,
you don't want to look like a bitch.
No, like, yeah. Like, I want to make sure that you guys are like, fuck, I'm feeling sore the next morning. And instead of like, yo, I didn't feel it. Like, Logan sucks at working out.
No, yeah.
So it says by January 3rd, we'll be at 354,000.
Holy.
January 3rd? So next year.
Oh, next year.
So like. Our predictions, we said that was for the end of the year, right?
Fuck that.
What the fuck? Yeah, at the rate that we're growing right now.
Oh, fuck that. Come on, guys.
That was their projection.
Come on.
Projection.
Tell literally
but
everyone.
That's where, like, anything could happen. Because remember, I have a screenshot of that old thing where it said, like, in a year, you guys will be at...
like 10,000.
I think it was 20,000 subs. And then, literally, we grew from there to, like, 130 in, like, a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that was insane. I want to feel that. I'm not gonna lie, I've been wanting to feel that shit again.
Yeah, I want to feel that.
That shit, I remember I was on cloud 9 when that shit happened. Do you guys remember? Like, I feel like I remember.
It feels so good.
Do you guys remember where we were when we hit 100,000?
I don't.
We were in the car driving somewhere.
Really? Was it just us three?
Yeah. No. I think we were actually, because we were picking up Frank.
Oh, yeah.
And we hit 100,000.
Oh, we were trying to rush to him.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
I remember. And then we were like, oh, like, let's start making this merch. Like, like, we were going crazy. That's just like a vivid. But the thing is, like, I don't remember the full thing. I just remember, like,
where we were.
That minute of us driving.
No, yeah, I do. It was at night, too.
Yeah, it was at night.
I do have a video. I have a video on my snap of it. I do.
Yeah, I think you sent it to me one time. That's why I do remember it.
Yeah, no, yeah. That was a good moment. Like, it's crazy when you do grow like that rapidly because, like, you don't notice shit. Like, who's following you?
Yeah, anything. It's, like, very cool and, like, very bad at the same time.
Yeah, fuck. I even remember when we hit 1,000?
Subs.
Yeah, I don't really remember it exactly, but I remember the feeling.
Yeah, I remember when we hit it.
Like, the feeling was just so great to hit 1,000.
I remember when we got accepted for monetization on our channel.
I don't remember that.
We were in my room.
We were?
Yeah. And I opened the computer and it says you guys have been accepted for monetization. We're like, bro, we're gonna start making money on this bitch.
Like $4.
We're gonna be millionaires.
This is fucking crazy.
First 8 months were like $3.66.
Yeah.
We
didn't give a fuck though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was cool to us.
Yeah. Still is cool.
Nah, but so do you think you've grown personally better this year than last year?
Yeah, for sure. Health wise and then just kinda I'm trying to like honestly focus on like kind of family more. Like I'm trying to like see them a lot more and spend time, call, and also like friends too, like friends from like back home.
Yeah.
Like I want to do a better job with like reconnecting, not reconnecting, but like hanging out with them. But I mean, it was kind of hard because everybody's like in college and shit, and then like everybody's doing their own shit.
Mm. What about you?
Yeah, it's also hard too because like this shit consumes a lot of time.
Mm-hmm, it does.
Yeah.
Especially you because you're the one that does the editing and shit.
Mm-hmm. But it has to though.
Yeah.
Because I mean, what else? They're just gonna forget again.
Yeah, can't get forgotten.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Do you think you're doing better this year than last year?
Yeah, I think so.
No cough.
Huh? Oh yeah, you had a cough last year.
You only had a cough that lasted like 6 months. Dude had bronchitis.
I was losing fucking hair.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That was crazy.
Bro, you were legit like dying.
I was losing hair, dog. Yeah. That shit was nuts.
Well, that's what happens when you don't take your health serious.
I don't even know what that was.
Nah.
That was just like lack of sleep.
Yeah.
Probably not eating good.
It's just schedule was all fucked up.
Yeah.
Bro. Yeah.
She was just fucked, I guess.
Yeah. I think your schedule was just too fucked up and your body was just going through like a change and it was just not going.
You would go to bed at 4 o'clock and wake up like at 8 to do like the boxing shit.
Yeah, for no reason.
Yeah. And then play Good Morning on the fucking speakers.
For real.
I hated that shit. I'm not gonna lie, I hated that shit. I was like, but that shit did wake me up. So I was like, whatever.
That shit was funny. I would go back and forth with him, switching it on my phone.
Switching on the TV and shit.
I would play like a raining noise at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, sleeping, relaxing and shit. That shit was cool. Nah, I read a couple books.
Yeah.
The books are pretty dope. Atomic Habits. These are book recommendations. Take them serious. Atomic Habits.
48 Laws of Power.
Oh, that one's a beast. Don't read that one. There was
something about friends.
Yeah, winning friends and influencing people. That one's pretty dope, but mm-hmm. I'm not all the way through that. But Atomic Habits is dope.
Yeah, nah, I haven't read, but I haven't read, but I do. I feel like personally, I've done way better this year than last year. Last year, I was just a lazy fuck. Like I didn't really care about anything, and this year, like I have to be on track, and I'm like holding myself to a higher standard.
Yeah, that's good. Sure.
Yeah, that's way better.
Yeah.
How do you think you get out of a bubble of kind of being like lazy or kind of like not really feeling motivation?
Honestly, for me personally, how like I'll say like with social media, like last year I didn't really grow anything on TikTok. I wasn't really posting on TikTok and like growing my following on there. But, like, I feel like once you post one and you tell yourself, okay, let's say you need to post two a day, then you do it for, like, a week, then you do like 3 a day, then you do 4 a day. And then once you start being more consistent with your daily habits and your schedule, like it becomes a part of you. So like take every day slowly and just knock out things that maybe you have to write down or mental notes. Like just do it for a week straight and then repeat it again. And it'll be better for you.
So you kind of think like setting a goal and then taking it day by day to finish it.
Yeah, for sure.
No,
yeah.
It's crazy because he actually kind of like almost like did like explain the book word for word right now.
Yeah.
There's like a really? Couple things. Yeah. Like
what book?
Atomic Habits.
Oh, yeah. You see, because I wrote it.
Stupid. No, but
you
no,
check I, it says written by Danny Placencio.
I actually do want to talk about that because I think that's like super like important with habits where you said it. When you're setting a new habit, a lot of people, they always go to like setting a super unrealistic habit, yeah, going from 0 to 100. Like if you're fucking lazy ass, you don't do shit, you're not doing no TikToks, you're not doing nothing, like, or just like a normal person, you're not doing anything after you come off of work. And then they go from, I'm going to do this, and this like right away. That shit will fail in like 3 days, huh?
Yeah,
for sure.
You got to like baby step it. All right, I'm going to do this, and then I'll get that down, and then I'm going to add it to this. You said that, and you said one more thing right now.
Habit stacking.
Oh, yeah, like habit stacking.
Mental notes.
Oh, you said one more. Oh, that it becomes a part of you too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. That's like one of the strongest ways to make a habit is to feel proud of it.
Yeah.
Like I do this every day. So like let's say how Logan's like, if he tells somebody I go to the gym every day, he feels like that's part of him now. So mm-hmm. that if he misses a day of not going to the gym or misses a week, he doesn't feel like himself anymore.
Yeah, he feels like a dumbass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is pretty dope.
Nah, it's cool. Yeah. Like definitely for me, how I got out of my fucking lazy ass habits was just doing something small. And then like for me, it was just like I would only get active on Tuesdays and Thursdays when we would play basketball. And like, you know, that I like using basketball as a form of cardio. So like I would think like that was enough for me, but it started like showing on me, and like I didn't like the way I felt. Like I felt nasty, to be honest.
Yeah, same.
And then I like how I started was when our friend Ian, I started going to those open runs like on Monday mm-hmm. mornings, and it was just kind of like, okay, let me go to this in the morning, and it'll get me up and it'll get me active, get my blood flowing, keep me up for the day instead of waking up late as fuck.
Yeah.
And feeling like shit, like just fucking laying down, you know?
Yeah, you're fucking just wasting time.
So I would start with that. I started with that for like a week. I went there for like, I think like, honestly, like 3 weeks straight. And I was playing like 4 times a week basketball, and it got me more active. And then this past week, Logan took us to the gym.
Yeah, we're on our second week.
Yeah, second week now. So I feel a lot better about myself, and social media wise too. Like I'm being more active on that shit. And
yeah,
taking it more serious.
Just
sure.
get up early.
Yeah,
that's honestly like one of the best advice too.
Just you don't even. Yeah, up. You don't even need to get up at fucking the crack of dawn, like at 5 or 6. Honestly, like 8:39 is perfect. Yeah. More than perfect.
Yeah, because honestly, I feel like for me to change my sleep schedule, it only takes like a couple of days for me. Like if I knock out at 11 or 12 the night before, I'll wake up like at 8, 9, get those 8 hours of sleep, and then just get up, you know? Like have something for yourself to do already. Like right when you get up, so that way you could just get the fuck up and you already know you gotta get that done, so that way you could lead yourself. You can't go back to bed now because you're already awake.
Yeah. No, I feel the same way. Like for going to the gym, because I started like when? Like February?
Yeah, a couple months ago.
Yeah, it's because I caught COVID in January, beginning of January. And I was barely eating when I had COVID, but like still, I felt fucking.
That was kind of our fault.
It's cool.
We were feeding. All right, we're going to take a little quick break, but don't you skip this shit.
Yeah, don't.
Don't.
Because we're going to talk about our friends from current.
This is money, guys.
This is straight money. And let me hook you real quick.
Come on.
So we do this giveaway, and the code is SWEET3. So it's current.com/SWEET3.
Yep, yep.
And you guys are fucking adding us on the story talking about I won $250.
Shout out my guy right here, Alex. Alex, bro. He won $250. Who says you can't win next?
Just by signing up. That shit takes 5 fucking minutes.
Who can't use an extra $250?
Right now, what are you doing? $250.
$250. I'm going out to get something to eat. Maybe just buy a pair of shoes or some shit.
Oh, yeah. Shoes.
Shoes.
You can go to fucking get some fresh ass Air Force Ones.
And a fit.
And a fit, yeah, a fit. $250 just by signing up and using code SWEET3.
Or if you're smart, save it. That's extra cash that you could use in the long haul.
I like how you said save right there, because current, grow your savings faster, 60 times faster, with 4.0 API on the current savings pod. That's more money you put in, the more money you save.
Wow.
At over 60 times the national average. So check this statistic out right here.
Okay.
Watch.
Okay.
Check this out.
We're checking it out.
The normal bank account, if you're saving $6,000 for the year,
okay,
is going to get you $3.60.
Wow, okay.
Okay, $3, cool. You're in an additional $3, whatever.
All right.
Current is going to give you $240.
Wow. If you just bank with them.
Yeah, just by banking with them and putting more money into your savings.
There it is, guys. This is money. They're just throwing it. Yeah, they're just throwing it.
They're throwing it at you. Make the fucking switch and get paid up to 2 days faster on direct deposits, because most banks will hold your money up to 48 hours, earn up to 15 times points on every single swipe redeemable for cash back rewards.
Yep, exactly. Come on. I know if maybe you're taking your girl out or you're going on a little date during the week, you're going to get paid two days before your job is going to pay you. Direct deposit right there. Come on. That's quick money.
Yeah, if you need the money, you know, shit. So maybe you want to take her out on a date. Maybe you got bills to pay.
Or maybe it's Valentine's Day and you don't got the cash until Friday, but you need it by
Wednesday. Oh, that's a bitch.
Come on.
Or right there. Mother's Day right here. Mother's Day. Coming up. That's a bitch.
Come on.
We've partnered with Current to give away more money. That's right. Current is giving away another $1,000 to Sweet Talks listeners through the end of April. That's $250 to 4 more listeners of our show. And all you have to do is download the Current app, current.com/sweet3.
Bro, come on. Sign up. Go get Current. You got $250 to win. I'm talking to you right there. You listening.
And my bad, I said April. I mean May.
May. Come on.
Yeah, we just started May. I got that fucked up on my head.
It's May. It's May, and it's you may win $250.
You may get a payday.
Oh, shit. Let's go.
Download the Current app, current.com/sweet3 for a chance to win.
The giveaway.
And the giveaway. Aims. Sorry. Something in my fucking throat.
Yeah.
All right. Now I got to read this fast. So go ahead. Current is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking service provided by Visa debit card issued by Choice Financial Group, member FDIC. The current annual percentage yield is variable and may change at any time. Terms and condition may apply. All right. Let's go back to this podcast.
I would eat till like 7 p.m. sometimes. And even then, it would be like a bag of chips
and a cookie. That was my specialty.
Here you go, Logan. I cooked for you. It was fucking 4 cookies and a bag of chips. And it would be like the chips that nobody wants, like Fritos.
But I did give you water.
Yeah, he gave me shit ton of water, so I can't complain. But yeah, after COVID, I like would look at myself in the mirror and I like just hated it. I was like, fuck, like I need to change something.
Yeah.
And that's just when I was like, you know what, fuck, I'm gonna just start going to the gym. And then also too, I think Julian was on his like waking up early as fuck shit. So I was like, all right. You know what? If he's waking up, like, why can't I wake up? So I was like, kind of use that.
Yeah, same.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys, would you guys say that you guys are, like, competitive, like, within the group?
Yeah.
I feel like before I wasn't. Like I just lost it.
Yeah.
Like, with certain things. Like, you know, competitive in sports for sure and, like, games. Yeah, but, like.
Like, how do you push yourself?
Me? I think I just, like, tell myself, like, don't come in last.
No, but that's good,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's good.
Because
yeah.
In a way, like, I do the same shit.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Don't be the last one.
Or, yeah, don't be the last one. Or if, like, let's say you're fucking. I'm sure if this were to happen, like, you know how Danny's like, he prides himself on knowing the streets and like the street routes and all that. If I started studying that shit hard, I'm sure he would fucking like study it even harder. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would kind of be happy a little bit.
Is that true?
But for taking the wrong turns all the time.
But I feel like Danny would do that, though.
Yeah.
No, I would. Yeah. I guess I would, yeah.
I think he would do it, but
I think
like,
more seriously, like, if he started fucking training basketball and he, like...
Yeah, okay, better example.
Would beat
me
or some shit. He would beat me and he never beats me, so...
I do beat him, but...
No, yeah. I would say I'm, like, pretty good, like, competitive. But, like, it's... Fuck. If that's what you want to call it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just part of our nature, though.
Yeah, because, you know? like, I'm not going to lie. Like, when I saw you waking up, like, at, like, 8 or, like, 7:30, I'd be like, I'm going to wake up 5 minutes earlier than him.
Yeah.
And you would never.
No, it was a thought.
I know he wouldn't, though, because I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, okay, Logan's waking up early. Like, he's starting to wake up early now. Like, sometimes I see him right behind me.
Yeah.
When I'm down the stairs, I'm like, I'm going to wake up, like, 13 minutes, 15 minutes
earlier. Yeah, and that's what you would do is because I would wake up, but then I would be in bed, and then I'd hear your footsteps, and I'm like, fuck. or sometimes it's the most dumbest shit. Like, now that you, like, kind of pointed that out, like, sometimes it'll be something so stupid, like music.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I'll hear Danny rap a song. But he'll only know like the first part.
So you'll learn it.
Wait, yeah, for real? Yeah. Just so that next time he plays that song, I'm like, all right. Once he stops, I'm gonna fucking hop on that track, and he's gonna be thinking like, damn, how does he know this song? I played it 2 days ago.
Oh my God. I think that's how I am.
Yeah. But it's like not even like I tried like, oh, I need to be fucking better than him at everything.
At memorizing
it's
lyrics.
Just more. Yeah. It's just more.
All right, we are back.
Yeah, we came back, but as I was saying, I think what helped me a lot was when you guys were editing or like you guys were just doing stuff on the computer. I felt like nothing. Like
what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, like what am I doing? Like I need to do something. So like what I would do is like. I started like just like cleaning up around the house, just like doing like little shit, mm-hmm. and then just more like being on my TikTok and trying to grow my TikTok, and then it helped me, I guess. It helped me fucking do something, you know?
Yeah, instead of just laying on the couch looking at TikToks.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I think Julian and I noticed that. Like we were like, oh, Danny's cleaning or whatever, or. Which is better than honestly doing nothing.
Yeah.
And it was good too. Cause
I mean, I usually do clean up. Like that's one thing I do. I do fucking clean up. I'm saying me personally, I do clean up. Like I do clean up.
You probably clean up
like,
most out the house.
Like just like fucking, just when you guys were doing something, I just felt like I can't be the only one just like not doing anything. Like that's not being a team player, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just like, okay, let me fucking take out the trash. Let me clean up the house. Let me make sure all this shit is clean. Let me vacuum. Let me fucking do something around here. So at least it looks like I'm doing something to you guys rather than, oh shit,
no,
you're just
true.
Fucking laying there.
Yeah.
But it does, like, it does help, you know?
No, it does, 100%. Yeah. It's not like we'd be like, oh, my gosh, fucking Danny cleaned the house while we were editing. Fuck him.
Fuck him.
I'm
the same exact way. Like, when I see him editing and shit, I would be like, fuck, like.
Yeah.
Like, what am I doing? Like, fuck, he's over here working, and I'm playing with my wiener.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, same.
I'm playing with my wiener.
So I would clean, too.
Yeah.
That's when I also kind of started posting more clips because I was like, you know what, he's working hard on the videos. Like, we need to push these videos out. Yeah. And honestly, like that did help too, with the channel. Mm. And then also,
That shit major help.
And then posting TikToks as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
there's for anyone out there, not just like in the social media space, there's always something to do.
Yeah.
Like, there's never nothing not to do. Like, know, you get bored, but like you can always make way of something or do something or make something better. Fucking move your room around. That's what I like. That's what I always fucking do. I move my shit.
Yeah, Danny has like done moved his bed. I moved like
my bed four everywhere.
Times. Yeah, more than anybody I know.
Yeah.
Danny needs to put a fucking screen on his wall though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You do need a TV.
That shit will top your room off like to the TV.
I know, but I don't really watch TV, so.
Fuck.
But I do watch a lot of YouTube, but honestly, I prefer watching it on my phone.
Nah, fuck that.
If you got it on the wall, you'll probably watch it on the wall.
Hell yeah, dude. It's so much better.
At least have it running while you're on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And you have a perfect outlet right there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. But yeah, like, and there's always something to do, so just definitely do something. That's my advice if you're lazy, and I was one of those. I was one of those persons for sure.
I'm glad we gave a little life update.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you didn't want to hear this, I'm fucking sorry.
Yeah, I just could have skipped it.
Skip through the fucking 20 minutes.
Yeah. I want to try putting chapters in this shit, so.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll do that so you could skip this shit.
Also, too, I've been editing the podcast, so.
Yeah.
That's something I've been doing.
That is something he has been doing, and that is why shit has been a lot more consistent, too.
Yeah.
Because it's just way easier now. Danny could just do that. That is his role, and that's what he does well, and it's shit gets posted on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Way better.
Yeah, way better.
Way better, bro. Way fucking better.
It takes the stress off of you guys. And like, you know, sometimes when you guys are editing, like I can't be there because it's just like I'll distract you I'll just like it's not letting you guys work to your full potential, you know?
Yeah.
And I know that. But sometimes I like catch myself like just checking in, going in there just to sit like see what's up, if everything's cool. But like, you know, sometimes there's those time like what Jay does, like you're like fucking all right, let me just fucking lock in and do my shit and I'll get this shit done. You know? And that's how I'm starting to feel like with the podcast right now. Like if I give myself an hour, I'll fucking knock at least some of it out.
Yeah,
like
if you're 30, going, then just let you go.
Yeah.
Damn. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now I don't know if you guys want to get into the relationship portion of this podcast now.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah. I guess we will.
To see what you guys think. I don't know if we've ever asked this, but. Have you guys ever checked the following list, who they're following?
Hell yes. Yeah.
How of often course. Do you check? And why? Have you always been like that or?
Nah.
No, you haven't?
Oh, no, I always have, but.
So you started off from the jump like that. It's not because she was checking you.
Yeah, anytime I've followed a girl or like took her serious, like I've been like, okay, let me see who she follows. Let me make sure. She doesn't follow any of my homies already.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me make sure that.
Okay, okay.
And if she does, do you hit up the homie?
Yes.
Like, depending if you're close with them or not.
Yes, because it's like, what do you know about this girl and why do you always follow her? You're not going to ask, like, why do you follow her? You're going to ask, like, hey, like, what's up with this girl? Is she cool or some shit?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Yeah. All right, from the jump.
Yeah, but you have to check who she's following, especially you have to go through her following list because sometimes there's those dudes that you know, but you don't follow them. So you have to make sure.
Like some fuckers.
Oh, yeah. Like Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like but we follow him. So
yeah but I guarantee there's probably like 100 guys that know Nick, but don't follow him. Yeah. And they see, okay, Nick follows her. He's commented on 8 pictures. Like, fuck.
Yeah, exactly. But you got to make sure. You got to make sure.
What about in a relationship?
Yeah.
Not too often, though.
Yeah, honestly, check maybe the first month, and then after that.
Never again?
Nah. Yeah. Most of the time, because, like, usually I don't care.
Dude, girls check your shit.
Hell yeah.
I hope not.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think girls care more. Yeah. Like
about the following list?
Yeah, I think they, like, notice if your following goes up. Like one or two.
And then like what?
Yeah.
At what point? So you've never checked then?
Yeah, I've checked.
Yeah, he said he checked, but only at the beginning of.
That's what I'm saying. So like, what about like in the middle or towards the end?
Only if she gives you a reason, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting to. So what's the reason?
The what reason is, could be like maybe like
she goes to Miami or some shit like that.
No, maybe.
No, no, I'm being dead ass serious. Like, oh, no, like if she went on like a trip or something, hey, or
say, oh, that, say sure. that. I got a question for that.
Sure, that or like maybe like you grabbed her phone and she was quick to be like, nah, don't look at my phone.
Whoa. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty scary, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty scary, but it's just the truth.
Well, what about you? Have you ever like
checked the following list?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've checked the following list.
What about like during the relationship?
Yeah, I've checked the following list.
But do you like do you check it often or like is it kind of like?
I don't check it often, nah. But just like I have checked it before for sure.
Just for no reason or just out of curiosity?
No, I feel like if this sounds kind of fucked up. That's not fucked up. But like, if they get mad at you or something, you're like, you know what? I'm gonna check your shit. And then you get what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, to be. Petty back.
Yeah, it's like petty. Like, you know what? I'm gonna check your shit.
To make sure they're not mad at you just because you did something.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna check your shit.
Wait,
and
wait,
then you go
it,
and you don't find nothing.
Is it because of that, or is it because you want to try to put in the blame on them so you have some ammo to throw at them?
That's where it gets kind of fucked up because it's kind of it's kind of like that.
Yeah,
that's
not fucked up. Fight fire with fire.
Yeah,
it is kind of. Yeah.
No, you got it. If they're going to be mad at you for something, you got to try to find some things so you could be mad at them as well.
Well, it's kind of like, damn, why is this shit bugging you so much? Let me check your shit.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And you shouldn't be fucking mad if
and
I'm
then you don't
a couple
nothing.
Bitches.
So, so is it fine for your significant other to follow other guys? Like after you guys have started the relationship and you guys have been dating for a couple months?
Yeah, that's cool. Like, oh... Like when we're, let's say we're like 3 months in, they start following these guys.
Yeah.
Depends who they are.
What, like what's okay and what's not okay?
If it's like, let's say like a guy we met together and like I know who he is or it's like one of my friends, it's cool. But if it's just like some guy she met when she was out, not with me.
Oh,
hell no.
Yeah, let me follow up with a question.
And if you're still listening right now, make sure to keep listening because this is for your mental health. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Mm-hmm. Yes, people don't always realize that physical symptoms like headaches, teeth grinding, and even digestive issues can be indicators of stress. Like we talked about on the last podcast, your mental health could get you better help.
That's true.
It is.
I didn't notice this. Low key when you last time you said teeth grinding.
Yeah.
That is a signal for sure.
Really?
Sometimes when I'm stressed, I realize my fucking teeth are grinding.
See?
It's
See?
Little things like that. Little you need to pay like attention to your
if
mental
If you need
health.
To go poop a lot, maybe you have stress.
Or you can't fucking poop.
Exactly, exactly.
Constipation.
Stress shows up in all kinds of ways. And in a world that's telling you to do more, sleep less, and grind all the time, here's a reminder to take care of yourself. Do less and maybe try some therapy. That's right. Go to BetterHelp.com for real. If you need the help, if you don't want to talk to no one, if you want it to be totally anonymous, BetterHelp is there for
you. Yeah, you don't want to go into the offices.
You don't even want to talk to your parents, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you don't want to talk to your parents. Sometimes parents might brush that shit off.
Yep, exactly.
We hear a lot of DMs. We hear a lot of comments where it's kind of like you almost feel alone. Mm-hmm. Give this a try.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, you don't like it, then don't. You know what I'm saying? But give it a try.
Yeah, give it a try because honestly, totally, personally for me, if I don't want to talk to Julian, I'll go to BetterHelp.com.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't want to talk to your friends. Yeah. You already know what the fuck they're going to say.
Yeah. So BetterHelp is a customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist.
Oh, wow.
So you don't have to see anyone on camera, just like we said.
Oh, yeah.
It could be totally anonymous. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy. Going to that. What is it that
I heard it's pretty expensive.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive going to that shop where with a therapist, you know, maybe it's like pretty like nerve-wracking.
It
when
is.
You're
some people are
face
pretty
to
nervous.
Face. Like, you know, this is online anonymous.
And chat too, so
exactly. Much more affordable. And listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/sweet. Sweet Talks listeners, that's BetterHelp.com/sweet. Use our code. If you need help, go get help. Your mental health is very important.
Super important. Go do that. Super important. Make sure you guys are paying attention to that for real.
Yep.
Actually, so that's BETTERHELP.com/sweet.
All right. Now let's get back to this podcast.
Is it a red flag if your significant other goes out and their following list goes up by one and it's like a guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like that, but yeah.
I don't know if it's a red flag. It depends. It's red as hell. It depends on the fucking excuse they give.
What's the reason?
Yeah. Maybe, I want to hear this
maybe
fucking.
Maybe it was like, okay, I went out. You know what? Fuck it. Yeah, it's her.
Bro, I was like, bro, nah, that's got to be one good ass fucking reason.
I was
going to
say, maybe if they go out with their cousin and their cousin brings their friend, but what the fuck is their cousin bringing their guy friend for? Hell nah. That's not cool, bro. That's not cool.
Nah, I could see that like happening in like a rare, like fucking more rare than a diamond type situation, but
nah, that's still not cool.
Okay. So is that ever okay then? Is there ever any excuse why they should follow a guy or just opposite sex if they're going out? Like, let's say they go to Coachella and they follow a guy there. Are you questioning that? First of all?
Yeah, 100%. But going back to what he said, yeah, I feel like a reason would, like, let's say she goes out with her cousin or like friends, and her friends bring like a couple guys along that are, you know, that they've known for a long time. Like, and fuck, they sound so bad.
That's still fucked up.
For me, I would be like, okay, like I wouldn't trip out a whole lot, but best believe I'm gonna have my eyes glued to that fucking following list, and I'm gonna make sure that I don't see nothing pop up. And I'm gonna ask her 21 questions about him.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
You're gonna just pound her with questions?
You got to.
You've got to.
Why? Like why?
But not too many.
Why'd you follow him?
Yeah, why?
Okay. Yeah. And then if she gives like a solid reason, like, oh no, like you know what, it's not like that, like he was just really cool, then
man, still nah, not.
Fuck nah, that. Nah, fuck that. Yeah, what the
hell? No, fuck
yeah,
that.
Yeah, what am I talking about? Yeah, fuck her.
It's you could be cool with him, that's fine, but you don't gotta follow him, bitch.
Yeah.
That's just giving them an extra way to hit you up when we're done.
All right. How about, facts. How about this? What if she starts following a coworker?
It's cool.
You think it's cool?
Nah. I'm contradicting myself. Nah, fuck. Nah, because
Danny was the coworker.
Oh, shit. No, but I feel like it's cool, but it's not because... You know some girls have work boyfriends.
Oh. Okay, let's talk about that. I didn't write that down, but I think that is true.
A work boyfriend, you know they flirt, but it's just like they're not going to fuck or do anything, but...
It stays at work.
It stays at work.
Yeah. That is fucked up.
Yeah, it's
and fucked I think up. That's like... I think that's actually a statistic. The most cheating goes down in the workplace.
Yeah, I believe it.
See?
Because especially if you have like a same 8-hour shift as them, like, yeah, bro.
You're just chilling with them.
You're going to talk.
Boring ass job.
Yeah. You want to spice it up a little bit. Like, damn, she got a fat ass today.
Yeah.
Suck some dick while you're eating a McChicken.
Yeah, you know her. She wants to have like, she enjoys a little
just the stupid
talk.
Side comments. Oh, you're done.
Right. Yeah. Oh. Or while they're like poking them like this. Like, stop.
Ooh, like, oh, you like the way I made your coffee today?
Okay, if they start poking you and shit. That's game on.
Touch is, that's crossing the line.
Yeah, touch is crossing the line. That's like instant fuck. It's damn near close, bro. We're not kids like that. We ain't little kids like that for you to be fucking tickling and touching me and shit.
But it works.
Oh, fuck.
Right, though? But that's what I'm saying, though. If it gets that far,
yeah,
where I'm tickling and touching girl, she's like, oh, my God, she's playing with me, too.
Yeah.
All right. What the fuck? Yeah. We're like, what, 20-something?
Yeah. Oh, hell like, yeah. Don't tickle me. Tickle my balls.
What is that?
No, okay. So if a girl, it's not really cool if, or like, it's kind of like a red flag if a girl follows somebody that she works with after you guys have been together. Now, switch it. Is it, would like, does the girl have a reason to get mad if you follow a girl that you work with?
No, it's okay if I do it. It is. I'm just being honest. I'm gonna get mad, but it's okay if I do it because I'm doing it for a reason.
Is it
and
different?
It's an okay reason.
Is it different if the guy doesn't?
Yeah, it is.
Why?
Because, like, you know, it's as a guy, you're just like, you know, I talk to this person, I keep a G with her. It's all cool.
No, okay. Good. Okay. It, no.
It's okay
I'm
for
like,
me.
I'm
it's
like
okay.
kind of on his side because I see where he's coming from. But at the same time, like a lot of girls are going to say, like, no, you can't be like that.
Yeah, the double standard.
Yeah, double standards. But I mean, I think the way that a lot of guys look at it is guys are the ones to make the first move. Guys know how guys think.
Yeah.
So the thing is if, you know, if somebody follows Danny's girlfriend that she works at the workplace, Danny's automatically going to think he's trying to fuck her.
Yep.
And yep. and it's because 9 times out of 10, a guy is probably trying to fuck her. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing is why, like, maybe like Danny says, oh, well, my girlfriend can't get mad at me. It's because he's became cool with the girl in the workplace. Now kind of it's the power in Danny's hands.
Yeah.
Since Danny's the guy and it's usually guys that make the first move.
Yeah.
So Danny's loyal. He's not going to do anything, exactly. hopefully, to start something, start flirting and all that.
With the girl that followed him.
With the girl that, followed, that she followed back. Yeah.
But she wants him.
Yeah, let's say she wants me, but like.
That's where I'm at.
Right,
it's okay.
It's okay because I have all the power at that point and I could just diss her.
But what if she pulls her cock out your pants and starts sucking it?
I could just diss her. You gotta say, you know what? Like, you know, I got a girl. This shit don't go down in the DM. It goes down in the workplace.
Okay.
I feel like that's what is in most guys' heads. And this is 100% real because it's kind of fucked up. But you kind of said it where you were like, yeah, like, it's up to me. I know she wants me. I'll add her. But, like, babe, it's okay because I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah.
So you're kind of, like, playing with it then.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let's not say that.
No, okay. I'm not being specific here or anything, but I'm just saying, like, is that what guys think?
Okay, wait. I don't know how to answer that question.
Yeah, you kind of got me in a...
Okay, but look, now let's say you follow her, right? And, like, this goes for both of you guys. You guys are working, right? You guys follow a girl. It's cool. She doesn't show any signs of... You know, she wants you or lust or anything like that. You guys talk. A month goes by and you find out, like, you notice, like, damn, I think she's flirting with me. I think she wants to suck. Are you gonna unfollow her out of respect for your girlfriend? Or are you just gonna be like, nah, you know what? I know that I'm not gonna take any action towards it. I'm not gonna really give attention to it. What are you doing? Are you unfollowing or are you ignoring?
Okay. This answer might piss a lot of girls off. But if she's not messaging me, I know how to handle myself in person.
Okay.
Like, she's not fucking messaging me about this shit, but she's giving me those signs in person, like.
Like, and he said you put me in a hard position. This guy.
But if she's giving me those signs of person, I'm going to just, you know, I'm going to back off. I'm going to say, hey, you know, I got a girl. You know what it is. You follow me. You see my shit. And my girl will never know. Yeah, she'll never know.
Like Tame Impala said, the less I know, the better.
Yes, exactly.
What same about here, you?
A little bit.
Would sometimes. I unfollow?
Yeah. Would you unfollow out of respect or would you kind of ignore it?
I would probably low-key want to unfollow, but you are in a tough spot.
Why?
Because you go to work with them.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, you're like,
just quit.
You don't follow me? Nah, nah, nah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah, I feel you.
There was... Yeah.
There was.
Nah, there was some fucking weirdo girl. Damn, not weirdo. I don't know. Why? Whatever. But she worked at the YMCA.
She's probably listening to this right now.
Yeah, she's fuck.
Take it nah, out. It's cool. You don't. I think we should say it.
Yeah, you don't work with her no
she's
more.
She's not gonna drag us down.
Nah,
think,
yeah.
Right?
She, all right, she wasn't no weirdo.
Nah, she was cool.
She wasn't no weirdo.
But she wanted cock.
Yeah. Okay.
She did. She wanted cock.
She was very
she
flirtatious.
Cock.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know how she got my number. I don't know if it was through GroupMe.
She wanted that cock.
She wanted cock. Like,
she wanted penis.
Shit like that.
She did. So what did she say? That one day. She said, come to my party or some shit, right?
Yeah, she said a lot of crazy.
Yeah.
But it was like, whoa, like, come on.
What yeah. the fuck? Like, and she had a kid.
Oh, wow. Wait, all right. You said, she said, come to the party?
Yeah.
And that was like kind of like weird, like flirtatious?
It was like, no, because it was like, come to the party, but we never even, he never even talked to her already. Like,
oh,
like
yeah, that. Yeah, yeah.
It okay. was like, I don't even know you, but like, yeah, I'm coming to your party.
Yeah, she was cool though. Yeah. But you kind of see like what she's doing.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
And it's just like, if you don't want that, then it just makes work a little weird.
Yeah. yeah. And you're right. Just like, fuck, she's annoying.
All right, now flip it. If your girl follows a guy and a month goes by and he starts showing signs that he wants to fuck her, you know, eat her out and shit. Are you gonna want her to unfollow her? Or are you going to want her to just ignore it and, like, diss him?
I'm going to want her to quit her job.
Unfollow.
Then move. Ask for unfollow? A transfer.
Wait, but it might be weird because they work together.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Unfollow.
I don't give a fuck.
Unfollow and ask for a request to move to another facility.
Switch shifts. Yeah. I'm on the same page as you guys.
Switch shifts, yeah. No way.
I feel like a persistent guy is worse than a persistent girl.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Like, if a girl really wants you and she's, like, really pushing you, a guy could just be like, bro, like, get the fuck off, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But a guy would say that, and that'll, like, hurt, but, like,
yeah.
if a girl does it to a guy, like, yo, like, stop, like, yeah. he might keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, 100%. Yeah. Or he might be like, oh, my, you know you like it.
Or, like, yeah. stop, oh, what, no, fuck you.
Yeah. A lot of guys can't take signals.
Can't.
Yeah.
Can't. But it's I feel like crazy. Also, like, if you don't tell the girl no, sometimes some girls, like, think too ahead of themselves and think they're too bad to be like,
yeah,
no way he's going to curve me.
Like, yeah.
If you don't tell them no straight up, they're going to keep going.
And oh, yeah, yeah,
if
yeah.
you're, like, beating around the bush with it, they're just going to keep going and those signs are just going to keep coming.
Yeah.
In a way, I didn't even write this one down, but in a way, do you think that girls like being controlled?
Like
what, maybe
like knowing what they gotta do with me?
Like wait.
What?
This guy went from zero to sexy like fast. No, I'm talking about like
what the fuck?
Like me the fuck
does that even
Like,
you know, like if she has to like cook or clean for me, like I have to tell her that.
No, 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 dude. I'm talking about like
you can't hang out with this person.
Yeah, you better not be with these guys right now.
Oh,
when
yeah.
you go out, you better be texting me. At all
I think
time.
I think some like girls, some girls do.
Yeah.
Look,
cause me and Danny did that weird toxic shit, and they were like, "Y'all, this is kind of hot."
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And we're saying the most outrageous toxic shit ever.
Yeah.
I think there's like two things that play into it. I think one, daddy issues.
Yeah.
I think daddy sure. issues is a huge part, and then I also think that like maybe a lot like girls, fuck, I think girls they kind of start off, but a good amount of them kind of start off like kind of like. You know, subtle control, nothing too crazy. But then what happens is maybe they date like that one guy who goes too overboard. And then after that guy, they don't like it no more. And then controlling just kind of like turns them the fuck off. That's what I kind of think about it. I don't know. I need to do more research.
I feel like for me, I'm not controlling, but I'll set it stone like of who it's cool like to hang out with or if I don't like that vibe for some. What the fuck is so funny?
Logan's laughing at me.
You laugh too.
No, that was you.
I'm literally just saying, I'm going to set it stone if like, set it in stone if I don't fuck with that person or I didn't like their vibe. I'm going to let it be known.
No, to be honest, so, I don't even know if that's like really that controlling. I think it's just kind of more putting boundaries on the relationship.
Okay, cool. Then I'm not controlling.
That's so good, what's right? controlling then?
Damn, I don't know. I don't think any guys are controlling them. Damn.
I feel like.
But do you agree with me on that though, or no?
What, like the setting boundaries?
Yeah.
I feel like it to a certain extent it is controlling though.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But do they like it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Like, why is it that those toxic TikToks, like, are they fucking with us too in the comments?
They don't.
They like
might those? Be fucking with you guys.
I don't think.
But
so.
But I think no some way. People are.
It's an actual thing.
Yeah. Like daddy issues, like that.
Or maybe just cause like liking bad guys, or, like that type of shit.
Like dicks.
Well, yeah, I love cock.
No, like dickhead.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Nah, do you guys like? I think we talked about this before, but like with that controlling shit. I feel like if you're texting too much, that's could kind of be controlling too.
Why? Or is it wait, not? Why?
No, I get what you're saying.
But just like if you're just like when she's out, you like you're constantly texting her, oh. Like just to
like make what are you
it,
doing? Like
it's kind of like making it be known when she's out if she's mad looking at her phone and texting like oh she's talking to someone or she has a boyfriend or
yeah
yeah.
I mean, how are you guys in those situations?
Oh, I don't text. But if I'm texting, then something's fucking up. For sure.
Oh, like if they're out?
Yeah. I don't like
if
to text.
If you're out or if they're out?
Both ways. I don't like to text. Like
when you're out?
Yeah. Like, I prefer just like a call. That's like maybe like, oh, I'm here. Like, I'll let you know if I need a ride or some shit. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Let me know.
Yeah, same. Well, like little updates. Cause yeah.
I fuck with those.
Yeah, I don't want to be on my phone the whole entire time while I'm out with friends or out partying or whatever. Yeah. And I wouldn't want that for her either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah.
No, I'm the same. Yeah, I'm the same way. If like I don't want that shit, I can't do that to the other person because
you can't dish it out.
If I dish it out, then she's gonna give it back. Then fuck that. Then I'm done.
No, yeah, 100%.
That's an interesting topic.
They just need to have a GoPro streaming.
GoPro live to my phone so I can see who and when they're talking to anybody.
Got the tracker on your car, so.
Yep.
Are you guys going to feel some type of way if you look at your girl's ex and they look nothing like you? Like they're, let's just say they're big, like they're ripped.
Oh, so they're better looking?
Yeah, we'll say.
Oh, shit.
Like better in shape.
No.
Would you ever feel some type of way about that?
Nah.
You could lie to yourself, man, but I would.
For real?
I feel like it's kind of like human nature to not like you always. I feel like everybody always compares themselves. It's kind of hard not to.
Yeah,
but if they're like fucking like beautiful
like
and
Arnold like
that,
buff
yeah,
as would, fuck,
yeah,
probably or like, the Rock. Fuck.
And they're like, yeah, I mean, maybe they didn't bring it up, but you kind of asked, like, oh, yeah, let me see. And he just, he's like 6'8", huge.
I feel like you have to see their ex.
Oh.
I don't know about that.
I agree with you on that.
I feel like you have to.
Are you serious?
You have to know.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to know what was in their last.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
If something was in there, like, you know, you got to know. I would rather know than not know.
Yeah, I think I'd rather. Wait, how come you wouldn't want to know? That's what I want to ask.
Yeah.
What's the point?
What?
What's the point of knowing?
It's like you just got to know for like your own good.
Yeah. For what?
Because like if they're better looking than you.
Okay, but you said you don't care. So
yeah, I don't care, but I still need to know.
No,
I still need to. I still feel some type of way about it.
Yeah, so you do care. You can't say you don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you can.
Okay, because my experience is like I know that I'm already better, so okay, I just don't care anymore. But yeah, I guess I do care.
Yeah, if the guy
I care to know.
Yeah, nah. Yeah. Also, too, like, what if I don't know.
What if what?
I was gonna say like, what if you guys see him in public or you fucking have. You know something and then you know like okay that's him. Like I don't know.
I don't give a fuck. I could never see him. But if we see him in person, you better tell me that was him.
Yeah. Yup.
Yeah. Because
you better.
You better tell me that was
you
him.
You better, and I better not find out on my own.
Yeah. If I find out on my own, dude, that's borderline. I'm like done.
Yeah.
That's like you made me look stupid that day. Yeah. Type shit.
Not saying nothing. Bad. Just like acting like it was not there.
All hooping with him or some shit.
Yeah. Oh my god.
No, but I did that before.
You're taking shots with him.
I did that before. I didn't tell her that my ex was at a party.
Let us know about this mean story.
I had this story, like we said, we want to know if your ex was at a party, right?
Yeah.
And don't make us look stupid, but I made this girl look stupid.
Oh my God.
So we pulled up to the party and it was cool. It was whatever. And I didn't see that my ex was there. I didn't see it, but she was in the back getting fucking hammered, like with other girls that I knew too. And we were just there, walked in with a couple friends as well. I'm saying what up, passing by everyone. And I look to my left and I'm like, oh my God. So I look to my right real quick. And then the party keeps going on, acting like nothing happened. I'm not getting any questions about who that person is. Because what I did on purpose was I didn't say hi to my ex and the group of people she was with. So like, unless they came up to me, that was the only way of her knowing, like,
yeah,
oh, I know these people. So I acted like I didn't know them.
Uh-huh.
But then it was like, it was the party and it kept going on. So everyone was in like the dance circle on the dance floor, you know, dancing, having a good time, right? And my ex goes like this, puts her arm around the girl and starts dancing. And Jordan's next to me and he goes,
oh my God.
And I'm like, I'm just like playing it off. Like, hey, you know, having a good time. She's just drunk. I'm like, and then the girl goes, oh, who's this? Ugh. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. I don't know. She's fucking drunk.
Did the girl ever find out?
So come back to it. A couple of days go by, whatever. And then one of like a girl, the mutual tells my girl, like, whatever, like, oh, you know who you were dancing with at the party, right?
Oh my God.
And then she's like, no, why? And then she's like, oh, no reason. And like, I didn't get snitched out by that person. So I didn't.
Oh my God.
I got saved, right? But then like, she asked me like, why are these people asking me like who I was dancing with? And you know, we're just having fun. And I'm like, I'm gonna be honest with you, that was my ex.
Oh, what was her reaction?
And she was just like, why the fuck didn't you tell me? What the fuck is your problem? And I was like, you know what? In the moment, like, I was not about to say shit because I was not about to make you mad at the party.
God, bro.
That's a tough spot. Yeah.
That's a tough
That's
spot.
Very tough.
But, hey, I slid past that and I was off the slate right after. So it was all good. But it was crazy. Yeah, that actually happened. It was crazy.
Do you think it's best? I know we've talked about this, but do you think it's best to tell your significant other, you know, that your ex is there, who it is, blah, blah, blah? All right. Sorry, guys. The camera's fucking died. Sucks.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to be our producer, hit us up.
Let us know. That would actually be really dope.
That would be cool if you guys were just behind the cameras.
All right. So, Julian, what were you saying, or did you kind of forget?
No, I remember it was something about the parties. Mm. I was gonna ask you, did I know they were gonna be there, or did I just show up there and they were there?
Their ex, or
isn't it my ex?
No, I think I had asked
if their ex.
Oh no, you're right. You didn't know that they were gonna be there,
and I show up there and I see them there.
Yeah.
Oh fuck! I'll probably just tell them straight up.
You'll tell them?
Yeah.
I feel like girls are bitches, though.
Yeah, no, yeah, they would get mad. Yeah, it would ruin the thing that. Is, it's either you say it as soon as you see it, or you never say it at all.
Yeah. But then you run that risk like you did.
Yeah.
And that's
if
you have fucking huge-ass balls.
Yeah. Bro. That's the thing. You can't even wait, you can't even wait, 10 minutes type shit.
Yeah.
As soon as you're like, hey, you know what?
You see that, you got to be like, oh, my God. Just let you know that's, I just saw my ex right there.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't know.
She yeah, was I didn't know here. They were gonna be here. But
would that ruin your night? Like, if you saw your girlfriend's ex and she told you?
Yeah, if I was planning on like getting lit, I don't think I would.
Yeah, that's kind of it's kind of weird. Yeah.
That ruins your fucking night.
Yeah, for sure.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Shout out Nick Rahetta, right? Been killing it. Him and the squad, the girls,
the Rancho kids.
He asked this question. If you saw your ex cheating on their current man, would you snitch on them?
Hell yeah.
You would snitch?
Wait, if you saw your ex cheating.
With me? No.
What would I tell their significant other?
Yeah.
Oh fuck yeah! In an instant,
you would snitch.
What's the argument for not saying?
Just, I don't know. I guess you don't give a fuck.
I don't really care, to be honest.
I would do it out of straight pettiness.
Yeah, Devin said he would snitch. Easy.
Yeah, hell yeah. I wouldn't.
I don't really hate my ex.
I hate mine. I'm not going I'm not going to say I don't care. Hate's a strong word, but I strongly dislike her. Probably hate, yeah, but yeah, I'd snitch.
See, your guys is different, like, from mine. Because my shit was like freshman and sophomore year. I was like 15, 16 years old right there.
Would you snitch?
I don't really fucking care.
I don't know if I would snitch. I don't think so.
Why?
I don't give a fuck.
Just to not be involved in it?
I might, like, if I see her doing it, I'd be like,
so that's dope. What you're doing now?
I'd be like, damn, that's what you're doing. I like fuck around. But then I wouldn't be like,
yeah,
I might fuck around at like an asshole and be like, I'm gonna tell him.
I'm gonna tell him if you don't give me head.
Like, yeah, I might tell the guy like, hey, you know she has a boyfriend.
Oh,
the guy's not gonna give a fuck.
Bro, unless he's taking her serious.
Yeah, if you're over here with the girl and you're
just macking it with,
yeah, and you're about to fuck her, and some guy comes up to you, you know she has a boyfriend. Are you gonna be like, oh okay, oh okay, okay? Nah, you're gonna be like, so, you're still gonna fuck.
You're right.
Like, come
on. Yeah, you're right.
Unless it's like, I don't know, you got morals, but
yeah.
Got morals. Yo.
What? You have a boyfriend?
Oh my gosh, I totally don't want you to suck my dick. Like, oh, you're a fucking bitch. Fuck.
Nah, yeah, I think fucking with her more would be.
I feel like I would just do it just to be funny.
Yeah.
Nah. I would straight up snitch. Yeah. I would take pictures, videos. Oh my, I'd be the fucking FBI up in that bitch.
I think something dope you could do is like take a video and send it like as a random user on Instagram to his ass.
Oh my god. That's what the girls were saying as well.
Yeah, that's honestly probably the smartest way. Yeah, honestly, yeah. Probably that.
Mm-hmm. Because like they were saying like you might come off as like just that jealous ex.
Yeah.
They might not believe you.
But then you know what would be funny is if you do that so that you can make the guy look stupid and then him not trust the girl as much. And then you really fucked up that relationship.
Damn.
That's another thing you could do.
Yeah.
Damn, that's petty.
Before we end this podcast, there's an app. This sounds like a sponsor, but there's this app called Digits. Have you heard of that shit?
Nah.
This shit is fucked up. This shit is toxic as fuck. If you download the app,
you see this on TikTok?
Yeah. Did you see it before?
I see like ads, like dating apps on TikTok a lot.
It's not a dating app.
Oh. What is it?
It's I guess it's an app where you could link two phone numbers together, but you have to call, like, let's say Logan's on T-Mobile, I'm on T-Mobile, I have to call T-Mobile and be like, hey, I have this app, blah, blah, blah. I have a business line and I have a personal line, but I want them to link to the same
number.
And so they're like, oh, okay, you give them the two numbers. So in the case, you would give them your number and your significant other's number, and it links to the same app, and you get all their messages.
Oh,
damn.
Hell nah.
Well, you know what's crazy is you don't even need the app if you guys both have iPhones.
Why?
What do you mean?
Because you could change it. Not iCloud, but you could change it to where in the text messages setting to where it receives it to that number, and then you could send it to an email as well, and that email can be connected to like your laptop or iPad. Oh. So then you'll be getting the text messages
when they're knocked out. You just put their email on the phone.
Yeah, but then you would only get
iMessage.
Yeah, iMessage.
Yeah,
you wouldn't be getting like SMS. So if they're cheating on you with somebody that has
Android.
Now that's that crazy shit.
And I don't even know if you would know.
Fuck.
Would you be mad if you found out that they were doing that?
Hell yeah. I'd break up with them.
You're done?
Yeah. You guys wouldn't. You guys would, like, what's the point of staying if they don't trust you that much?
Yeah.
And you're not doing anything wrong?
No, you're cheating the fuck, but no, I'm joking.
You just didn't get caught yet?
Nah, that's crazy. That's too crazy.
Yeah.
But like, let's say you see some shit.
Now, how crazy is it?
Oh, fuck. Now you're like, I knew something was wrong. That's now, why I got this app.
Now, how do you go about telling them that you caught them cheating? Are you just going to be straight up like, hey, straight I did up. This?
Hell yeah, straight up.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'll be like, you were acting mad suspicious. You know, I didn't want to tell you because, you know, you would have did everything to hide your shit. But I caught your ass, bitch.
I would probably want to look through their messages first.
Oh, you'd just be like, let me see your phone.
Yeah, because oh. I feel like if you do that, then it could like kind of give them a reason to be mad at you and like have them play victim. Like, oh my gosh, that's an invasion of privacy.
So you would play it cool, like, hey, can I just see your phone?
Yeah.
That's pretty killer too.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say like she's good at covering it up with when she's with you, so you're not gonna find shit. Or she told the guy she was cheating with that she was gonna be with you, so don't text till she texts first.
Oh, like you're saying she deleted the messages?
Yeah.
Oh, then that's when I'm gonna go ape shit and tell her about digits.
Exactly.
Like, yo, I call T-Mobile, AT&T.
Yeah, don't quote me on that, but that's just what I saw on TikTok.
Yeah, so yeah. Sometimes you gotta be low key about it and be like, you know, I'm gonna do my dirty work on the low.
Yeah. So for those people that don't trust their significant other, don't download the app. Just break up with them. Yeah. Because what the fuck are you doing?
Definitely do your dirty work on the low, though. Don't tell no one you're doing your dirty work.
Wait, what about this shit? Hold up. Another news update. Sorry. What Kanye did for Kim.
Sex tapes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I heard about it.
From the kids.
That's pretty dope, huh?
That is pretty dope, but I want that shit.
Explain it because I'm not 100% filled in on it. I just heard about it.
I guess I want to say it was somebody from Ray J's team that was threatening to release the full fucking sex tape, like the whole thing. What's out there right now is just part of it.
Fuck!
There's a whole nother side to that shit, I guess. This motherfucker Kanye met up with Ray J and just kind of like, I guess, struck a deal with him and took the whole ass computer back and all the drives where the rest of the sex tape was.
Dude, how long did they have sex for?
It will never be.
They had sex released. For a long time, huh? It was like,
she was on ecstasy. Damn. That was her first time taking ecstasy, was on that sex tape.
He fucked her good.
If you've seen If you've seen it before, you'll notice her jaw's like this.
I didn't know she was on ecstasy.
She was on ecstasy.
She said it in like a TV show.
Yeah.
All right. Hidden Hills is where she lives. All right. We'll break in tonight.
Kim, what's up?
That's crazy.
How much do you think what's the most somebody would pay for that sex tape?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
To own the rights to that shit?
Yeah.
Probably like $300 million.
Oh my gosh. And they would just be stroking their cock to
There's
it every
some
day.
There's fucking low key millionaires out there that would buy that shit.
That's insane.
Like a company? I think like $300 million.
Oh, a company? Would they make their money back?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, bro. That shit would last forever.
Yes, bro. Kim Kardashian,
your
especially right now.
Your grandkids will be jerking your shit.
Right? Yeah. My grandkids will be jerking my shit. Fuck yes, I'm a great grandpa.
When you're too old to do it.
Literally,
come here, great grandpa.
We're gonna watch Kim K and Ray J come stroke my shit, son.
That's crazy.
Fuck,
they'll never come out.
Never.
Not unless we become billionaires and buy it.
Kanye, unless Kanye fucking sells it.
But I didn't even think about it. That I thought initially I was like, oh, he's just doing it to be a sweetheart for her, cause whatever. But he does have fucking kids with her too.
Yeah, but like, their kids are gonna know their fucking mom was got fucked up.
They found it on Roblox.
Yeah. What?
Wait, what?
Oh, you didn't know that?
No, what?
Oh, fucking.
They
Kim's,
saw some shit?
Yeah, Kim's kids were on Roblox and they hopped into a chat where they were talking about Kim's sex tape.
Oh my god!
And the kid went up to them and was like, mommy, like, look. And she took the iPad and was like, what the fuck? Yeah. And she started breaking down. She was crying. She's like, I can't believe I found it on fucking Roblox. Like,
out of all things.
See, like, that stuck with her for life.
Yeah. That's how she got it.
Yeah. And every time you think of Kim, you're just like, you know, she got fucked good by Ray J.
I hit it first.
Bro, that's crazy. He made a song about that. That's some next level pettiness. That's how I'm trying to be.
She gonna move on. He says something to like ball players, but you know I hit it first.
Dude.
That's how he was, huh? he was chewing that gum.
I don't know what
he was on ecstasy too then, huh?
Yeah, probably.
Was he?
If maybe he's, if he's chewing gum, that's probably why he was chewing so hard.
They say not to do that too.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What?
Have sex on ecstasy.
Oh, yeah.
But I heard it goes back to normal after like a year.
Really?
Yeah. I've heard that from a couple people that have had sex on it. They say, yeah, it's like that. But then, like, honestly, it turns back normal.
Damn. All right, guys. Well, we want to thank you for listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
This is also another more chill one, but the next one is going to be better.
Yeah. We're going to have a special guest.
Yeah, we're going to have a guest or we're going to do some type of game. We're going to have fun with the next one.
Going
to
get fucked up.
Yeah.
Thank you for sticking around with us.
Love you guys.
Thanks to Danny for helping us stay consistent with this shit.
Thank you, Danny.
And we're going to keep going with it.
Yeah, for real. Go watch our YouTube channel if you haven't. We just posted a new video. So if you haven't and you're subscribed to Sweet Talks or you're listening, go watch our new YouTube video on YouTube.
YouTube is growing. Shout out Logan for the clips.
Shout out Julie for the editing.
Oh my gosh, are we gonna suck them tonight?
Look at us, doing good.
This is Sweet Tea, baby.
Ready? Thank you guys for listening. Love you guys, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Later.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.